So let's move on to item three, which is the opportunity to accept comments from members of the public. This is the time that members of the public can provide public comment on matters not on the agenda. So let me ask our office staff, do we have any public commenters in the queue?
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have two. The first one doesn't have a name, but it has a phone number of 925-699-5018.
Okay, well, let's bring them in and ask our caller, if you can hear me, to identify yourself, and you have 3 minutes to provide public comment on matters not on the agenda. Please proceed.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you now.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. I'm on my phone. I'm normally used to doing this by camera, so I appreciate the opportunity. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Chris Lyon-Peter. I'm a recent retiree with over 20 years of service in the community with the Contra Costa County Fire Protection District. The reason for my call today is to express some concern not only for myself, but for newly retired employees within CSERA's purview. When I retired back in March, I was told this could take anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks to receive your first retirement check. I would also like to point out that CSERA's website also states the same, that this timeline would be 8 to 12 weeks. The website has been updated to record that they had a record number of retirements this calendar year. I, like many others, suppose took the necessary financial precautions to allow for this 8 to 12 week time period to prepare and wait for the first check to arrive. I'm now in week 17 and still waiting. This is an unacceptable practice. The men and women who commit their time and lives to their profession here in Contra Costa County aren't asking for special treatment, but what we are asking for is to be provided with fair treatment and compensation. To ask your members to go without for 8 to 12 weeks is a hardship in itself. I'd ask any one of you on this board to imagine receiving a paycheck for up to 4 months later, that would not cause you undue stress. We have to do better in this purview. I was in a fortunate position to have a secondary source of income with my wife working full time, and also was able to find part-time work in the interim. Not all that work for in this county have that advantage. My question for the board is, to where are we failing in this? Is it a manpower situation? Is it lack of training? Is there unnecessary procedures and policies that are delaying compensation for its members? This process of getting the membership their income swiftly has to be priority one. It's inexcusable to ask a member who's put in 10, 20, 30, even 40 years to wait to be compensated for what's rightfully theirs longer than 30-day time period. It's a well-known fact that every March we see a spike in retirements due to the April COLA. We should be more prepared moving forward and let the members know and feel that their services to the citizens of Contra Costa County is appreciated and respected. I thank you for your time concerning this matter, and please, let's do better in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comment. Although we do not typically respond to public comment, I can assure you that this issue has been brought to our attention more than once. The board is fully aware and very concerned for all the reasons you just said. So thank you for your comment. We have an effort underway to get a better result out of our timeline in getting checks to retirees. So thank you for the comment. Who else? Do we have another public commenter?
Yes, sir. We have Carol Nowicki.
All right.
This is actually Pete Nowicki. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, Pete, we can hear you. Mr. Nowicki, you have 3 minutes for comment. You may begin now.
I'm the retired fire chief from Roger Bend Fire District, and this retirement board illegally attempted to take away part of my hard-earned retirement in a staged hearing in 2015. When the look-back study was initiated, the CSERA board stated, quote, "The board directed that any proposed adjustments to retirement benefits will occur only after the board has conducted a thorough examination of all applicable facts." And that notion was stated and repeated at CSERA board meetings, in their documents, in communications to the fire district, and to me with the notice of my hearing, and as a preamble to the look-back project itself. Here's how thorough CSERA examined me. CSERA received a scant amount of board meeting documents from MMFD and pulled my benefit calculation sheet from my file. As far as we can ascertain, that was it. That was your total investigation. In fact, Deputy CEO Kurt Schneider, who was putting together the case against me, was asked in his deposition how many documents he was given to evaluate whether I had spiked my retirement. His response was, quote, from the transcripts, one sheet of paper. Nobody ever contacted or interviewed me prior to the hearing. I wasn't asked for any documents I might have kept, and given time, I could have provided you with anything you could have wanted. You never even asked. Cesera did not have copies of my contract while I was a battalion chief, nor compared my fire chief contract to the battalion chief while I was in office. No one from Cesera interviewed any of the directors from the fire district who were in office during or after my tenure. My Cesera counselor was not even interviewed. You didn't have copies of any of the MWFD mailings, emails, or any other pertinent documents. You didn't even ask for the tape recordings of the board meetings. Every board meeting was taped and archived. You didn't contact any of the MWFD board negotiators or consultants who worked with my contract. No one from MWFD legal counsel or anybody from Myers Nave law firm was interviewed. You didn't interview anybody from my administrative staff, my battalion chiefs, or my fire marshals, nor did you compare their contracts to mine. Neither the MOFD policies procedure nor the firefighters MOU was utilized during the investigation. My contract wasn't even compared to other contracts of fire chiefs in Contra Costa County. You didn't interview fire chiefs Johnston, Bradley, Healy, or Collins, chiefs before me and chiefs after me, and you didn't compare their contracts to mine either. Even though I asked the Sarah board at my hearing, or I told you during my hearing, I had numerous witnesses standing by their phones, you didn't make a single call to ask them any questions, not one. On several occasions during my hearing, I also stated, quote, from the transcripts, if there's anything missing or if there's anything I can provide you with for more clarification, please let me know so I can research it and I'll find it and I'll provide it to the board, unquote. You didn't ask for one iota of information. But Cesera held tight to Lederman's rantings during his presentation when he publicly stated, quote, from the transcripts, he had gotten evidence from reading it in the newspapers. Shame on you guys. You should never do an investigation like this. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment, Mr. Nowicki. Do we have any other public comment this morning?
Not at this time. Yes. Oh, yeah. One more. Carol Nowicki. It just says Carol.
Hi. Oh, hi, good morning. Can you hear me fine?
Yes, I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, this is Carol Nowicki. I'm Pete Nowicki's wife, whose retirement you tried to illegally cut until the courts put a stop to it. So Sarah took over a year and a half to put together the Look Back Project with a team of lawyers and accountants who were tasked with completing a supposedly thorough investigation. You just heard how seriously incomplete they really were in conducting this witch hunt. Even though you had a year and a half to put together the lies that Lederman spewed at the 2015 hearing, you gave Pete just 3 weeks to find a lawyer who he would then have to make an appointment for a first meeting, explain what he believed to be the situation, and then prepare for the hearing. Even though Pete asked for a postponement, he was turned down. Today is the 7th year anniversary of Pete getting notice of the hearing. It's August. Why don't you try to, if you can try to find an attorney in the middle of August like Pete did, what you'll find is that most attorneys are on vacation in August and the few who are at work already have too much work already on their desk. Most won't even return your call for 4, 5, or 6 days. If any do show any interest, then tell them that they're going to need a firm understanding of the 37 Act retirement system, the Ventura decision, vacation buyback, the Brown Act, straddling, and everything else that Lederman is going to twist. Also tell them that they need to clear their calendar in 3 weeks for the hearing because your case is the most important of all. Pete called nearly every labor attorney in Northern California and there were no takers. At the very last minute, he ended up calling the San Francisco attorney hotline just to have anyone with any level of legal savvy at the hearing. The best he could come up with, was a personal injury attorney who himself even confided to us that he was, quote, over his head. If you look at the transcripts and pleadings of your own lawyers during this case over the last 7 years, you'll find that your legal team told the court over 35 times that Pete was not illegally allowed to make his arguments in court because his attorney did not object to those issues at the hearing. Here's the line that your attorney used over and over again, quote, he had an attorney present at his hearing and there were no objections made by his legal counsel at that time. So the court should dismiss his pleas with prejudice, unquote. end quote. It has become too clear.
Ms. Nowicki, your 3 minutes is up. Thank you for your comment this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any other public comment this morning?
Not at this time.
All right, thank you.